yeah.
You're really all about this, aren't you?
I am so about this. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, July 16th, the greatest day in the universe.
I'm so glad I could be alive on this day to experience this as well.
Yeah.
Today is your birthday.
Today is my birthday. My big day.
You walked in and paraded around the office.
Well, that's because there was a huge Darth Vader happy birthday sign.
Yeah. It's still there.
Right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah. That was Celeste and I.
Oh, okay.
Went into this.
Okay.
Had to figure this thing out.
Yeah, dude. These are like pretty much the coolest birthday. What would you call these?
Masks? Sure.
You got me a Darth Vader mask.
Yeah.
Does that mean I have to do the whole show?
Like that?
With my mask?
Well, let's see how it sounds.
Well, I have headphones over my ears, so it doesn't really go all the way down.
It's okay.
No.
It will, because it's... No, you won't.
Oh. So like that?
Yeah, it sounds...
Can you even tell? Can you even tell?
There you Barely. Can you see anything?
I can't see anything.
Okay.
No.
I just like that you could see, because they have red film on them.
Well, yeah.
For the eyes, and so... Like, oh, well, yeah, of course.
It's like Darth Vader.
I mean, that's just like Darth Vader. I knew
totally.
That, of course. And it's what he sees. He sees red.
Sees red.
All the time.
Because he's so angry.
He's angry all the time.
He's got his angry eyes on, always.
And so that's the coolest part about this.
Yeah.
That.
I love these.
So there you go.
Cool.
And they didn't take about 30 minutes each to put together.
That's insane.
There were so many things to fold.
Yeah.
But whatever, I did it for you.
Thank you.
On your big day.
It's my big day.
You're 29.
I wish I could say that you were the first person to wish me happy birthday, but that honor goes to Best Buy? What? Wait,
what? I'm so confused.
I got an email from them on June 28th. I've kept it.
For today?
For today. Because it was a happy birthday 10% off coupon. For my birthday, which is July 16th, that I got on June 28th.
That is so rude.
They were supposed to do, it was supposed to be like a happy birthday month, you know, you get to use it.
Yeah, wait for July 1st.
Right?
Or do they send it out like on the Friday of the month before?
I don't know. But either way.
That was rude. We should call them up.
They won. I should. They quote unquote won. And then I realized like my shopping habits yesterday when I checked my email and I had like 5 different emails. From like REI and Hot Topic.
Happy birthday. Hot Topic. Wow.
Yeah.
Last time you were there, it was like 2001.
Get $5 off a purchase of $50 or more.
It's such a
happy
good deal.
Happy birthday. Wow. Thank you so much, Hot Topic. You do care. You do. It was incredible.
What are places you can go to get free stuff on your birthday?
I don't know.
Maybe S-Bucks.
Maybe.
You can try that one out.
Yeah, I could try that one.
I know that back in the day, Hollywood Video, you could get a free rental on your birthday.
Yeah, free movie rental.
Mm-hmm.
I really need to, like, go for broke here. Because it's Monday, which is usually my early day. So
right?
I get to leave early.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have to go find things to get for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so it's my birthday. What are you going to give me?
Yeah.
They're like,
I sound like
you?
I'm 12. Of course, I'm wearing
What'd
a Darth Vader
me?
Mask right now. So it totally works out.
Yeah, no, it does. I was really excited for this.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Yeah, I was, you know, this time last year, something cool might have happened, but I was in Costa Rica. So I was a little...
remember what happened last year.
I was a little preoccupied in Costa Rica.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't think anything cool happened. Well, obviously it was a Sunday because your day jumps ahead.
Yeah.
So it was a Sunday, so it was a weekend, so you probably spent it with family, and so it was probably awesome, you just don't remember.
Yeah.
Because
I'm actually having birthday dinner tonight.
On your birthday?
Yeah.
We kind of discussed this.
Because it's what I have to do. You can't have a birthday party on, like, the, you know, 19th, even though your birthday is the 16th.
Well, that'd be a Thursday, so that'd be just as weird.
Stupid, too.
It'd be so dumb.
Yeah.
So you want it, why couldn't you have it yesterday on the 15th?
Because it's my birthday is today.
But it's your birthday week.
But does Sunday start the birthday week?
Yeah.
I spent it with Nate Heitzig doing Shock Therapy Live.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was
pretty intense.
I was only able to tune in for one part in which you started choking and coughing away from the mic.
Yeah,
so,
I did. Thank
and then you had a hard time talking for a while.
I did.
And I just laughed and I couldn't listen.
Thank you for noticing. Thank you for pointing that out.
Nate did a great job.
He really did.
Covering
I
up for you.
I choked on my own spit because I'm old now, apparently. And I had to like, but the only thing in studio.
I heard it.
Yeah. The only thing in studio, I'm like, joking. And Nate got me a green tea frappuccino last night, cool. Which I've never had
so
before.
So good, right? You didn't like it?
Debatable.
Okay, never mind.
It's decent.
It's cool.
Yeah, but not when you're choking and you need something to like wash down. So I'm like, and then I drink this big old gulp of like green tea frappuccino. I'm like, it was worse.
And then you sounded like old Batman for like 5 minutes. You're like, stroke therapy. I was like, and I just laughed the entire time.
Yeah. It was awful. But thank you.
And that's what I heard last night for Shock Therapy Live.
Thank you so much. And you can catch that on podcast form at mystaticradio.com. I haven't posted it yet, but
maybe you
it'll
will.
Be up today.
Soon-ish.
Yeah, I'll post it and then I'll give an update on Facebook because
cool.
I'll get that done today.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Counting on you.
Yeah, you know. So it's my birthday.
Uh-huh.
So today's going to be all about me.
Okay, cool.
Not really.
What's your favorite color?
Army green.
Okay, I knew that. I was just making it about you.
Yeah.
That's all I've got. What do you want? Tons and tons of gift cards?
I don't know.
If
I had unlimited resources and funding, I would want the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Okay.
Nothing
that's,
major.
That's not
you know.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's not an option.
Okay.
Because there's no money.
Yeah.
To buy that and make that and not technology and I'm sorry.
Okay.
Not possible.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Dude, yesterday actually I almost made my first birthday purchase because I already got a couple birthday cards from like family over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And so of course now that I have money it's burning a hole in my pocket.
Wait, you got birthday cards and it wasn't your birthday?
I know, that's what Chrissy said too. Whoa! Because her parents gave me a birthday card yesterday.
You're supposed to wait.
I opened it. She was so bummed.
Yeah.
No, you're supposed to wait till your birthday. I'm
like, what if she didn't get you anything and that's all you were going to get?
Right. Yeah, well, I've already gotten it. And it was money. And I was looking I was looking at stuff yesterday to purchase. And I got a big old 40% off coupon to another place that I shop at regularly. So I was looking at Angels jerseys because I'm like, I wanted an official Angels jersey.
How many Angels jerseys? Angels jerseys.
I have a few official ones, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
But they're like three bills. And so I was looking at some last night. I'm like, this one's on sale for $150 with my coupon.
With your coupon.
$150 for a shirt, basically.
Yeah, I know.
So,
why are you going to do that?
I'm not. You're supposed to talk me out of it because my wife's too loving to talk me out of it because she's like, it's your birthday. Buy whatever you want.
Because she's laughing, too.
Yeah.
She's laughing at how much of a waste that's going to be because you already have a few of them.
Yeah, I know.
No, you cannot get that.
Okay.
There's so many other great things you could, like, I'd
spend that on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd almost rather you buy food.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even want you to buy food because that's a waste, too, because that's going to leave. That's going to leave your body in X amount of hours.
Truth.
Not worth it.
All right. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
No.
I got a story this morning about another dude whose birthday it was recently and what he did on his birthday is kind of inspiring. So. Who knows?
We'll have to figure this out because you have lots of money to spend.
I do. And by lots, I mean at least $40.
At least.
So 20. Two cards with the 20 spot in each. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cash.
Yeah, especially with two kiddos and one on the way.
Right.
It's a lot of cash to yourself. What are you going to do with it? What should he do with it?
Ooh, that's a good idea. I like that. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is my birthday, and we're going to party like it's my birthday.
And you can cry if you want to.
No, it's my party.
Yeah, well, but it's your birthday, too. It's your birthday party.
Okay, sweet.
And you can cry if you want to.
I like that. Why are you yelling at people?
Exclamation mark. Look, I'm exclamation mark.
Oh, wow. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Hey.
They say it's your birthday.
They sure do.
What's my birthday too, yeah?
What did they say?
It's my birthday too, yeah.
Oh.
So, it's my birthday too, yeah.
Oh, okay. It is my birthday, and I'm going to party like it's 1999, because my body didn't hurt in 99.
It's really terrific when you hear it.
I feel like I have to dance every time this music comes on.
But not like cool dancing. Like, this is straight out of the 40s dancing.
This is cool dancing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's very, very cool dancing.
I didn't realize that that was cool dancing.
Yeah. No, absolutely amazing dancing right there. Good morning.
I think this says something about your age.
But I feel so young.
Oh, good.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy birthday, you.
Hey, I'm excited. It is a Monday, but it's a good Monday.
I think we're going to talk about this for a while because I don't think people are awake.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm good. I did see this.
Yes. Yes, this is from Celeste and I. We just got a few things.
For me?
For you.
Okay. First to note. Green Sharpie.
Yes.
What's up with that?
It's green. It's your favorite color, and it was 88 cents.
Sweet. So can I open this now?
Yeah, if you
want.
This
is my present?
Yes. This is your present from us.
Oh, sweet. Estevan Jeter.
Yes.
For your 100th birthday.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This makes me feel so young.
Yeah.
All right. Can I read the card on the air?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Okay.
I never know with you two.
Okay.
Turning 60 is something we all must face sooner or later.
True.
You sooner, us later. It's not cool, bro.
It's so funny.
So basically for my birthday, the idea is just to make fun of me.
Yeah, there was nothing serious about this.
Right. I love this. We're happy you were born. You're awesome and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. That was just so deep. So deep.
It took us hours to write this card. We prayed about it.
Yep. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Stop. Shut up. You're young still.
I'm young. So 60, right? Or was it 30? That's like the same thing. Not. You guys put not in my card?
Not.
You're really trying to bring that back, aren't you?
Thing is, that was her idea. And I stood aside thinking, it's catching on.
Yeah.
It's
not catching on.
Yeah, the thing is, it is.
It's totally not catching on.
That's funny.
It is. It so is. Yeah. No, it's not, actually.
You just did it.
I know.
So it means it is. You just negated everything you said.
Okay. What is this?
These are, well, go ahead, look at it.
Okay. A rewards tip.
And they're for us, actually, for when we're doing well.
Oh, okay. So you guys got me reward stickers for school.
No, for us when we're doing well. Because you're Mr. Bossman.
Right.
And so these are like, hey, great job for us when you're like, I need to encourage them.
You realize I'm going to take these very seriously, right?
Yes, that's why I got them.
I'm not going to just get you a You Rock Ben Grimm The Thing Fantastic Four sticker for no reason. Yes, that's Ben Grimm. Okay. That's Black Panther. That's Beast. That's Spider-Man. That's Wolverine. That's Hulk. That's Colossus. That's Elektra. That's Mr. Fantastic. That's Iron Fist. There's Silver Surfer. Who are you looking for? Daredevil?
Oh, I was just going to give you a great job.
Great job?
Here. I'm just going to give you. You're a leader.
I am a leader.
You're a leader.
I am, and it's got Spider-Man on it. Also known as?
Peter Parker.
There you go. I'm training you in the ways of the Force.
Yes. Get it? Because, see, that's here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
We went shopping for you.
Okay.
But we couldn't decide on a theme. And so we just kind of did a mashup.
Okay.
And so you saw Star Wars already.
Yep, Star Wars.
And the rest is Spider-Man.
And that's totally cool with me.
There's some Marvel, you know, Avengers thing in there, too.
Oh, and I love... Are these mine?
Yeah, those are yours.
These are for the office?
Yeah. These are for you to get organized.
Oh, cool. Being amazing.
Yes.
That's good, because I am.
Okay.
And then the Avengers.
The Avengers says.
Oh, being organized.
There you go.
Oh, I have to get with that one.
Yeah, see, that's why we got you this. And I don't know if you noticed, but there's a clipboard for you.
There's a clipboard. Okay, so
and
this
the clipboard has checklists.
I'm the boss! This is my clipboard. This is amazing. Okay, so I have a clipboard now, and you got me... what are these called?
Folders.
Folders.
And one with Spider-Man and the Avengers
on it. I totally use these in third grade.
And we made you checklists.
Okay. All right.
Well, we made you two checklists.
Okay.
The rest we found and thought that we should have that too.
So this is my checklist for being the boss.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Things to keep doing.
Yes.
Number one, be awesome.
Yes.
Check.
Well, I didn't check off the rest for you though.
Oh, because I... Oh, can I use my green Sharpie?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
What did you do with your green Sharpie?
I already lost it. There it is. Ugh. Okay.
Okay, you need to get organized.
So this is my daily checklist that I have to do every day.
Yes.
Okay. I can't check this off, though, because this is the master copy, and I'm going to have to run out of copies.
That's true.
Huh? Be organized.
Be organized. That's what those folders are for.
Already helping. All right. Daily checklist. Breathe in.
Yes.
Okay, I don't even have to check that off because my body does that without
telling. Well, this is just making sure that you're getting it done.
Number two, tell my wife I love you. Don't forget the I.
Yes.
I
love you.
That's like breathing. I do that every day anyway.
See?
Huh?
Well, okay. I know.
Number three, breathe out.
Yes.
That's also important.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four, blink every so often.
Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah.
I do that. Eat bacon. I pretty much do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You guys made this?
Yeah.
You were waiting for me to get to this one. Go number one and number two. That's important.
It is.
It's like being regular.
Yeah,
you want to make sure. Okay.
Taking care of yourself.
Okay. Wash your hands. We all touch the same buttons around here.
True.
That's true. That's true. Next, call Joey.
Yes.
I'm going to have to do that.
Okay. Good.
So, I am going to have to do that. And then next is call Steven.
Yes.
Those are,
two important people in your life, right?
Two very important people in my life. Next, shut up for 5 seconds. I don't know if I could do that.
I know. We've tried.
I don't know.
It's just part of the whole meditation thing, like to get your thoughts refocused and aligned.
Okay.
So that's just what that's for. It doesn't have to happen more than once a day.
Okay, good. So then I can take care of that right now?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Good.
All right, good.
Done.
Okay, good. Next, Astros.
Yeah.
Astros?
Yeah, Astro Zombie.
Oh, right.
Well,
so go there daily?
Daily. Yeah.
Okay. Next, brush your teeth. Yeah, I do that at least twice.
Thank you.
Okay, a week.
For everyone.
So, because sometimes I wake up late and I don't have time. So twice a week, I mean.
It's disgusting.
Solidly.
It's disgusting.
Solidly. And I remember I used to floss, too. I used to do that.
Oh, good.
Which isn't on the list.
No, it's not important.
No, that's really important. You should do that every day, actually.
Okay.
So, next, tell Luke that you were his father.
Yes.
Yes, which I do.
Often?
Often. Not often enough. Not often enough that, you know.
Yeah. Okay, can I preface the next one? I didn't want to put that.
Oh, yeah. Can I cross this one off?
If you want, I wanted to put, call Jack Captain.
Oh, I like that.
That's what I wanted to put.
Because the next one says, tell Jack to stop crushing on Michelle.
And I never want that to happen.
Okay, good.
So
it'll never stop. Until he turns about 9 or 10.
Well, that's...
Maybe.
It's like in a year, so...
Yeah. That's a couple months from
now.
So, and last on my daily checklist, sleep.
Yes.
I like this daily checklist.
So it was just a very basic... We wrote it in about 30 seconds.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
It's cool.
Good. It's good that you put a lot of thought into my birthday.
Yeah, I know.
So it seems like...
No, just all for you.
Yeah. Static. Oh, they hung up.
What the...
505-338-3700, the phone number. And then basic... I like these. I can't read this whole thing.
No, you can't.
I'll read this later.
That was just the first checklist we found.
Basic list of suggested items for long-term survival. Thank you. You guys really care about me.
Yeah.
I like this.
You know, do what we can.
Uh-huh.
I think that it's been successful so far.
Yeah, so far it has.
So
far it absolutely has.
Yes.
Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
What's up, Matthew from Albuquerque? How you doing?
I'm doing good. You guys want the weird wisdom this morning?
Well, actually, I want you to sing happy birthday to Steve-O.
Oh, it's Steve-O's birthday.
Would you mind singing to him?
Oh, not at all.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Steve-O. Happy birthday to you.
Hey!
And many more, Steve-O.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, how you doing today, Steve-O and Mitch?
Dude, just, you're older.
Yep, I know I'm older.
I'm just a day older.
Oh, wait, yeah, just a day older.
I'm just a day older.
Well, I'm just a day older,
You jumped
too.
A whole year. Nope, you jumped a whole year.
Yeah. Hey, so you guys want a word of wisdom this morning?
Absolutely.
Okay. Show respect, earn respect.
What's it mean, Matthew?
If you want respect, you're going to have to show it first. Wake
up! Wake up! Mornings on Static Radio.
Good morning.
I'm having issues.
Why?
I was wearing my mask, but I can't.
Trying to put on the Darth Vader mask.
Yes. It's not meant for me.
How do you know? Now, you've seen only a few of the...
No, I've seen... Here's the thing.
Okay.
I've seen all the old ones.
Okay.
And I've seen the third one, which is the last one
Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, which is the last one they made, but it's the newest, the third.
Right. Gotcha.
I've seen that one twice, but I don't really know what was happening. Because it was the first one I saw, and I saw in theaters, and I didn't want to. It was an awful time in my life.
I'm sorry.
But, so, I haven't seen the first or second. But I was really glad I didn't see the first or second, because they're all terrible actors.
You have a DVD player, don't you?
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
A PlayStation 2.
That plays DVDs, right?
Yeah, it's just terrible.
Why is it terrible?
Because I need to get a new one, because it's stopping. It's not really working.
Oh, okay.
But yes, okay. I have a DVD player. Yes. What were you?
Okay. Well, no, I was cleaning out. I was, like, doing house cleaning this weekend.
Wow.
I'm on, like, a kick because we're remodeling for our and I say remodeling, we just put in tile.
No, you're remodeling.
Okay.
That took a lot of work.
For baby. Because we're having a baby.
Babies.
And because of that, I've been, like, throwing stuff away and, like, getting rid of a bunch of stuff.
Are you throwing away your movies?
I have a whole box of DVDs that I was going to give you.
Oh.
Like, the Indiana Jones collection and the Star Wars collection.
Why are you going to give that to me?
Well, because you suck at seeing movies, so I was going to make sure you saw all the good ones.
So you're going to give them to me? Like, here, you can have these for the rest of your life?
Yeah, do you know how much they're worth?
10 cents?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't know.
I was going to trade them in. I was, oh yeah, I'll trade them in. I'll get some money. And, you know, then I can buy more junk that I don't need with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I looked them up and I was like, DVDs, like, tanked. They're not worth anything.
No.
So,
okay.
I'd rather give them to a friend who could actually use them.
Yeah, I was actually.
Since you don't do anything but watch movies when you go home, I figured, you know.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You can. If you want to get rid of your collection, it doesn't make any sense because aren't you going to want to watch them again?
Yeah, I have them all on Blu-ray already, minus the Indiana Jones collection, which is coming out this year.
Okay.
So, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, because I have like the big old extended edition Lord of the Rings box set for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as long as you're not going to cry when you hand them over.
I won't.
So today is your birthday.
Today's my birthday.
And I asked the question. I said, you're rich now. You got $40.
$40?
$40 in your pocket. And I said, what should you spend it on? Not a lot of people answered with actual answers. They just said, happy birthday.
Yeah.
But JD says you should get a useless box kit from ThinkGeek.
A useless box kit?
Yeah.
It says useless to start. Why would I want something useless?
Because you're just going to spend it on food anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I like what Nate says. He said I should spend it on my wife.
There you go.
That's
yeah.
Actually a really
that's
good
a good
idea.
One.
That's a good one. That's there a really, really good one.
Maybe you should.
I'm trying to think of what I could spend it on.
Flowers.
I don't know. I saw this story and it actually inspired me. A dude turned 65 this last weekend and he spent his birthday pretty amazingly. Are you ready for, like, the best story in the universe?
Of course, but you said that last week, so I feel like I've already heard it.
Okay, so this isn't the most amazing story in the universe, but this one's a pretty good story. I don't know.
Okay.
Doug Eaton, he wanted to celebrate his birthday in a big way, so he decided to turn to his friends for ideas, kind of like what we did this morning for me on Facebook.
Yeah.
You can get your ideas in at facebook.com/mystaticradio. He ended up marking the day with random acts of kindness, including handing out free money to people passing by.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he said, I asked a bunch of my friends on Facebook what I should do for my 65th birthday. He got a huge list of stuff. And one of his friends said, why don't you do 65 random acts of kindness? So he thought, that's what I'm going to do. He spent 65 minutes standing on the corner of 39th Street and May Avenue in Oklahoma City, handing out $5 bills to people on the freeway. It was amazing. He actually had a sign that said, I have a home and a car and a job. Do you need a few bucks for some coffee? Apparently, some of the people drove by several times wondering if they had actually read a sign correctly. many people murmured, I can't believe this, or God bless you, as he handed them cash. Others were reluctant to take his money, and he had to tell them, it's okay, I'm just trying to bless you. And then he would have to explain that this was his way of celebrating his milestone 65th birthday. One obviously needy truck holding a family came around a second time after misunderstanding the first time to try and give him $2 to bless him for what he was doing. And so he took their $2 and then handed them another $5 bill, he said. So they kind of traded blessings. But yeah, he did that for 65 minutes on the freeway. He also did more than just that on the freeway. He planned out 38 things ahead of time just in case. He said he was praying for opportunities to present themselves throughout the day. And man, craziness. But he went to a restaurant, paid for several diners at the restaurant for all their food, gave bus fare to a stranger and his daughter. He went to a haircut place, got a $12 haircut, paid $50 for it, and said, keep the change. Went and got a cup of coffee for $1.09, handed a 10 and said, keep the change.
Ah.
So he really was just going around randomly giving people money, trying
That's
to bless
so nice.
Others for his 65th birthday, which was incredible. And since that guy did it, I don't have to. So what should I do with my money for me?
Well, that's so
the
funny
big question.
Because I feel like I feel like you have a lot to live up to now. So.
I really do.
So you can just give me that.
I could.
The $40.
I really could.
You really, really could.
You know what I'm going to do for you this morning?
What are you going to do
I'm
for
gonna me? I'm going to buy you breakfast.
That's so nice.
I am. From Solomon's Porch.
So nice of you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's on me today.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Fully.
It's so sweet.
Yep.
Happy
That's how
birthday.
I do. Yeah. All right, you know. Static.
Hello. What's up?
What is up?
Hey, okay, I got a few ideas for you for your money. After reading that story, the only thing you really can do is bless somebody.
Yep. True.
Exactly.
It's like either the rescue mission or find something, some way to buy something for something. You know, you got to bless somebody now.
That's true. That's really true.
Don't be selfish, Steve-O.
I'm not. See, I was thinking about taking my kids to see Spider-Man in 3D because that's like $40.
Just for them. You would have to send them in alone.
They would have to go alone. But
you got
to
ask yourself, hey, have you guys seen it already?
Maybe.
So, man, I think it'd be a good deal, and I think blessing will be returned to you double, triple, man. So,
truth, right on, man.
All right, God bless you guys.
Right, love you too. Love you too, man. Bull boy from Cruces.
Katrina says, save it for a down payment on an Angels jersey.
Dude, I know I want one so badly, but there. I got a really ridiculously awesome birthday coupon from the Major League Baseball shop.
You got a coupon?
I got a coupon.
Okay, cool. You got a coupon?
It's called a coupon.
Right. You're 34 years old. We're letting you know on the secret. It's a coupon.
It's a coupon!
Is it C-U-U-U-U-U-P-O-N? It's coup. C-O-U-P. Coupon.
It's a coupon.
Right. Coupon.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
It's a coupon.
I've been saying it wrong my whole life.
I know. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
This is new for you.
A coupon?
It's a coupon.
That just sounds weird.
This is going to be a fight. This is going to be a fight. People are going to be like, no, it's a coupon. And you say caramel. It's not caramel.
It's caramel.
Yeah. I've heard you say caramel.
I have said caramel.
I know.
Caramel macchiato.
It's coupon.
Coupon.
Like a chicken coop?
Well, you're just going to have to love me for who coupon. I am. I say coupon, okay. And it's never going to change.
So you got a 40% off coupon?
Yes, yes, yeah.
I don't know what those are, but
that means it's only like $150.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so Katrina, you're an enabler.
Yes, she is.
I can't.
Thank you.
I can't
Thank you, Katrina,
support this.
For enabling my selfishness.
Yeah, it's a coupon.
It's a really expensive t-shirt.
Yeah.
Shirt.
Gosh, you're not going to wear it that often.
I'm going to wear it like twice a year, and it's going to hang in my closet with pride and glory.
Yeah.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so
and
the
then,
jersey's out.
I feel like it is.
All right.
But, I mean, even your own wife was like, it's your birthday.
She was.
Do what you want.
And then I said, oh, I've also been thinking about saving for a new iPad, and then I can just give you my old iPad. And she kind of lit up and said, that's
you can
not
do
a bad
that.
Idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah, you should maybe do that one.
Or I could just buy my wife a new iPad for my birthday.
You could.
That'd be pretty sweet.
And, I mean, you're going to be able to use it as well.
No. I don't use her iPhone. It's hers.
Okay.
You don't do that.
You probably. It's not like you're never going to use it.
I feel like I need to watch the video of the useless box.
Yeah.
So, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What should I do? How should I spend my birthday? It's today.
It's birthday cash.
Yeah. 165-year-old dude spent the day blessing others. What an amazing story. People like that still exist.
It really was heartwarming.
Yeah. Yay. Maybe now I don't have to.
So awesome.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Steve-O and Mitch with you.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Static Radio. Dude, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
It's a happy Monday.
But it's a good Monday.
It really is.
Thus far.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten anything cool for my Monday yet.
What do you mean you haven't gotten anything cool? What were you hoping to get for your Monday?
What? What did I open?
No, what were you hoping to get?
Well, it's your birthday, and so I was hoping that I'd get a gift, too.
Oh!
Because that's just...
For...
I was that kid. I was like, where's mine?
Yeah, no, I know. I learned that because my kids did the same thing, but I realized it's because people enable them. So it's always like, hey, here's the birthday present for Jack, and then I got Luke a little something so he wouldn't feel left out. Left out? It's Jack's birthday. You should take that sticker off and put Jack's name on it, because really, actually, you got Jack two things.
That was for Luke.
And no, so it's Jack's birthday.
But you don't want your other kid to feel left out, too.
He doesn't feel left out.
Yeah.
It's not left out. We're celebrating someone's birthday. I never understood
So why
that.
Can't you celebrate someone's birthday with your birthday?
I had a brother and a sister. I still do, actually.
Okay, good.
So, and I never got anything for their birthdays.
Well, that sucks for you. Yeah. That's because you couldn't celebrate your birthday even on the weekend. You have to celebrate your birthday on your birthday.
I probably would have looked at him and like, what's this for?
Thanks.
What do you mean? Well, we got this for you because we don't want you to feel bad because it's your brother's birthday. Right, it's my brother's birthday. Hand it to my brother right now.
Oh, is that what you would have said?
I would have freaked out.
Of course.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get other things for people when, I don't know, siblings. Who cares?
I was just really hoping to get free things out of your birthday.
I'm going to get free things for you for your birthday. I already said I'd buy you breakfast.
Yeah.
I will. What do you want for breakfast?
That's a cop out.
You can have anything in the world. What do you want for breakfast?
Okay. See?
Yeah.
That.
Anything in the universe.
As long as it is at Sopo.
Yes.
And that's not fair.
Why?
Because it's free.
I'm buying you breakfast.
Right.
Totally going to pay for
it. Totally going to pay for it today?
Yeah.
With that $40, you're so nice. Lies.
No, that's true.
Okay.
That's a big truth lie.
Cool.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to join in on the conversation. A man celebrated his 65th birthday by giving away free money. He made a sign that says, I love this dude. He made a sign that says, I have a home and a car and a job. Do you need a few bucks for some coffee? Most people like drove by not looking at him because
they're afraid.
He's on the freeway with a sign. And then the people who realized what he was doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got $5.
Exactly. So he gave away things for his birthday. He did 65 random awesome acts.
65 random awesome acts for his birthday. Gave away money to people. Just wanted to bless other people. Paid $50 for a $12 haircut. $10 for a $1 cup of coffee. Bought lunch for several diners at a local restaurant. Gave bus fare to a stranger and his daughter. He just prayed. He said he was praying for opportunities to present themselves throughout the day. And so...
So nice.
Yeah, I know, right? So what should I do? How should I selfishly spend my birthday and not do things for others?
Well, Jed has something. He says, happy birthday, Fisher of Dudes. May the force be with you.
Hey, that's sweet.
That's so nice. But Stever chimed in.
Okay.
He said, you do realize the bar is being set for how to bless your boss for their birthday, right?
Ah.
So happy birthday, Steve-O. Love, Stever.
Yes.
And...
Yes.
Nathan says, get this. I know what this says. He says, happy birthday, Steve-O. Reserve a copy of the new Call of Duty Black Ops.
Ah, except I don't play Call of Duty. So, yeah.
Okay, well that...
That failed.
That was lame, so maybe you should...
I don't... I'm sorry. I don't.
Who are you? Oh, because it's... Is it like the shooter thing?
Actually, last night, Project 86 threw down on a private server. You can rent a server in Battlefield. They actually rented a server and had a Project 86 Battlefield 3 night. Yeah. And the guide is having one coming up August 17th, and Andrew Schwab... Frontman of Project 86 is going to be in my squad.
Hey.
So if you'd like an opportunity to play with Static Radio and Andrew Schwab from Project 86, we're going to be teaming up a few times because he's a big, the whole band actually, big Battlefield 3 players. And so they're going to be renting a server a few more times before the release of their new record. And Static Radio is going to be partnering up with them. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Static.
I'd like to recommend how to bless your boss for Steve-O.
Ah,
okay.
All right. make sure to wash your windows.
Okay.
So, okay.
I'll make sure to do that one.
What does that even mean?
Maybe your windows are going to be really messed up.
What? Did you guys?
No.
Okay. Here. Okay. Rule number one.
No. This was talked about yesterday.
Oh, man.
And I was like, no, he would not
rule
like that.
Rule number one. No stupid white shoe polish on car windows. That is the dumbest thing in the world and hasn't been done since the 90s successfully. Like, people still do that.
Who was the last person to do that successfully?
It was 1997. I was in high school and somebody put sexy dude and put an arrow to the driver's seat of my car. That
so
was
that,
the last time
that
it was
can't
done
happen again.
No, it can't. No, it can't. Because that was the last time it was actually valid. No, I hate that. Because it's like, oh, happy birthday to me. Thank you guys for getting me 7 hours of trying to get shoe polish off of my car. Thank you so much for the gift that keeps on giving. Static.
We're
getting random people calling this morning.
What was that?
I don't know. It's a Monday, dude. It is a Monday. Can we hit people up with a culture shock now?
Yeah.
Please?
Yes.
One of my favorites, Angels and Airwaves, song's called The Adventure. These guys are super crazy, awesome, inspiring to me. Their music always gets me, like, amped to go change the world. So
you, here you go.
So we're going to listen to the song, and then we're going to, talk about changing the world one birthday gift at a time.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Yeah, I'm ready for this. Cool.
Ready, go.
Construction work at San Antonio in Wyoming, as well as double left lane, is probably closed. Yes, closed at Wyoming and Paseo. Road construction right lane closed. Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 338-3669. That's 338-3669, and yeah. I promised you free breakfast today.
Yeah.
So.
That's funny, because I get it every other morning.
Hey.
Well, not.
Come on now.
Well, I just feel like you're kind of copping out.
Am I copping out?
You could buy me breakfast from somewhere else, too.
Why would I do that, though, when we can get free breakfast?
Right. That's what I was wondering. Why are you telling me you're going to buy me breakfast?
I said I was going to get you free breakfast. I'm getting you free breakfast.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. That's how I do.
Good.
You know, I take care of people.
Okay.
Even though it's my birthday, I'm selfless. I'm giving of others.
Even though it's your birthday, you're others. Selfish. Is that what you meant?
Yes.
Totally. Thomas Porch, Michael Lear.
Michael!
No! People!
Good to know you made it.
I did make it.
Good to know you're indoors.
I'm indoors. We are open.
Yay!
Hallelujah.
All right.
Cool. What can I get you guys?
Do you guys have birthday cake? Because it's my birthday.
Is it birthday? I'm so happy for you. How old are you?
23.
Plus 11.
Carry the one. Yeah, she's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Young at heart.
I was going to say you act 11. I mean 23. Dude, well, happy birthday, man. What can I make you for your birthday? Because we are, unfortunately, scarcely out of cake.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. That's.
I'm actually not a cake person, so that works out.
Okay. Can I just say something? Yes. We were figuring out what to get you. Like, okay, does he like cake? I'm like, no, he does not like cake. And I didn't even know that for sure, but I was like, no, he can't like cake.
I don't.
I doubt it.
Wow.
You're so weird.
I'm not a cake. What do you mean I'm so weird?
You're weird.
You know, I'm not a cake person.
Are you a pie person? Could you stand pie?
I love pie.
Oh, okay, we don't have pie either. But I'm just saying.
But not apple pie.
No, apple pie?
I could rock apple pie, I guess, if it was the only pie.
We had this conversation last week.
I'm more like a pumpkin, pecan, peach, cherry. I love pie. Strawberry rhubarb.
Makes me want to throw up.
I'm going to fight you.
Good.
Wow. So. Oh, okay. Dissension among the brethren, people. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm a girl.
That's
brethren.
Brethren.
Sistren.
Brethren.
I don't
know. Sistren and brethren. Sistren.
Yes.
Yes.
Sistren.
So what do you want on this fine day, also known as your birthday?
I just want a nice Americano, actually. I'm easy. I don't care.
It's my birthday, Michael. Make me something special. What do you want? I don't know. Whatever.
Unless you can make me a German chocolate cupcake right now.
If I could, I would.
Because I actually
really
love German chocolate cake.
Mmm, it's good.
Huh?
German chocolate cake. I don't know if I've ever had that.
Favorite cake I ever had, I was like 9 years old.
See, cake.
And, is the only
does,
cake
it has
I've
coconut
ever,
on it.
It actually does not. Wait, German chocolate cake?
I think it does.
Yes, it does. Yes. Okay. That's not it, though. I was 9 years old, and a parent made her kid for his birthday a Twinkie cake. And so she
a
just
Twinkie cake.
This is disgusting. She stacked up a bunch of Twinkies and shaped them into an airplane and then put frosting over it and made like an airplane out of Twinkies with frosting on it. Best cake ever
that
had in my life.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Best cake. I've never forgotten it. I always think back to that fond day in Texas when I was at that kid's birthday party. The best cake I've ever had.
You should probably call him up.
Yeah, I don't even remember the kid's name.
You were just
his
like,
cake.
Happy birthday, Charlie. It's Bobby. Oh, man, I love your cake, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Hang out more.
Dude, that was like 47 years ago. I don't remember. So, you know. But anyways.
Okay, I think...
What do you want, Mitch? Because I told Mitch I'd get her whatever she wanted for my birthday for breakfast.
I think...
Cool.
Honestly, I just want a pink lemonade.
There you go.
Pink lemonade.
Yeah.
Cool. So, wait, like pink... Lemonade as in the sweetened...
Oh, wait. I want... What is it that is unsweetened?
Okay, yeah. Just the straight-up pink tea.
I want pink tea.
I say we call it pink junk, but people don't... I don't know. People are like, I don't know about pink junk. What is a pink junk? I'm like, that sounds cool.
I think we'll just stick with pink tea. I'll go with pink tea.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Awesome. Anything else for you guys? Burritos?
I think that's it.
Cool. All right, guys. We'll see you.
Bye.
He's just so sweet and innocent.
I know.
Just so sweet.
Yeah, it was good. This is Righteous Vendetta, The Pain on Static Radio.
Good morning. 7:29 now on your Monday.
7:30.
Okay, whatever.
Getting that, making that clear.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you know.
It is July 16th, a day that will live in infamy. Yeah.
Why?
Well, because it's my birthday.
Why will it live in infamy?
Because it's the day I was born.
Okay.
Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, I guess.
Infamy?
I don't know. It just sounds bad.
Infamy.
Infamy.
It's a day that will live in infamy.
I'm
pretty sure that was something positive somewhere along the way.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look this up. Dictionary. Yeah. Extremely bad reputation. Public reproach. Strong condemnation. Condemnation.
Hmm. Yep.
Shameful.
Right.
Criminal. Outrageous.
Yep.
Okay.
You're infamous.
Cool.
Infamy. Static.
Hey, happy birthday, man.
Hey, thank you.
No problem. Hey, my daughter Amalia that listens to the station with me would like to say happy birthday to you really quick.
All right.
She's only 3, so she's really
no
shy.
Way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here she is, Molly.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So, thank you, Molly. So, how's your birthday going?
You know, can't complain.
Not at all.
Is there a child there? Is there really a child there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
She just said happy birthday so clearly.
So clearly.
Yeah, she's very shy, though. She's like, who am I saying happy birthday to? I'm like, I told you, you're saying it to the guy on the radio that we are listening to.
Right on.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've heard some interesting things, though, this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, people are just calling in and coming out of the woodworks, I guess.
Yes, they are. So
really?
Some people just haven't taken their meds.
Twinkie cake you were talking about?
Yeah, dude. That was when I was like 9 years old, though, so I don't know how good it would be these days, considering I think they changed the formula of Twinkies because they don't taste the same.
And they go bad faster.
Yeah, they do. A lot faster.
So yeah, have you ever tried? They make fried Twinkies now.
Yeah,
fried Twinkies.
Had that at the state fair last year when we were out there broadcasting.
Never had that.
Yeah, that fried Snickers bars. They fry anything
that
these
days.
That
sounds amazing.
And
I
this
know.
Year when we're out there broadcasting, I'm going to make you try all the nasty food out there.
That's the only reason I go to the fair.
Yeah.
When I go to the fair, I don't drop money on the games or the rides. I drop like mass amounts of money on the food.
Well, you have to start saving now because it's like $17 for a turkey leg.
Exactly. Oh, I don't get the turkey leg.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, everything is so expensive there. But yeah, I tried a fried Twinkie. It was kind of gross. But
what?
But yeah, I didn't like it, but...
It just tastes like a really warm Twinkie.
Gross. That sounds really awful.
Yeah.
I guess because I'm not a big fan of Twinkies, but yeah, they are expensive, though. But that's coming up pretty soon, ain't it?
Yep. Pretty soon. Oh, couple months.
Right around the corner.
2 months away.
Oh, my gosh.
So, right on, man. Thanks for the call.
No problem. Thanks.
All right, sweet. Later. There was so not a kid there.
How do they do that?
I don't know. I guess apparently because it's my birthday, people are coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting morning so far.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about it.
Yeah.
So, it's your birthday.
I feel like I need an app. I've read the story this morning, and I'm like, we need an app to rescue us. Apparently, we don't have to deal with this. Thank the Lord.
Yes.
But I've been here. I've been in this situation.
As have I.
Okay. Trapped on an awkward date that is going horribly wrong/nowhere. There's a new app that could provide relief in an incoming rescue call. The Bad Date Rescue app. It was launched by a dating website, eHarmony, actually. Lets users arrange for a call to appear on their iPhone to graciously allow them to bow out if the date isn't going well. Quote, "There's all sorts of reasons why people would want to get out of a date," said the director of product management at eHarmony. "We can all sympathize because we've all been on bad dates in our lifetime. This free app includes several ways to set up a rescue. You can pick a number from the address book for the call. For example, from the mother or a friend. If a person's picture is stored on the app, it'll appear on the screen when the call comes through as if that person from your contact list is actually calling you." Mm-hmm. "And basically allows you to get out of the situation." We need one of those for some of our callers this morning.
Yeah.
Be like, "Oh, sorry, the other line is ringing. It's my mom. I gotta get it. Thank you for the call."
Some of the reasons are kind of weird. Like, "Oh, I have a leaky faucet." But I was thinking,
yeah,
like, okay, what if you have a leaky faucet and you're on a date with a plumber? Bad news there. He can fix it.
That's a bad idea.
Then you practically just invited him back to your house.
Yeah, truth.
And you're like, "Oh, weird."
Yeah. Okay. "No, I got this. My roommate that I totally have that's real is also a plumber.
And home.
And home. So I got it." But then why would you have to leave? You wouldn't have to leave. "Oh, then I'm sure they've got it." You're right.
You're so right.
I'm so bad at lying.
Oh my gosh, my mom is calling. My mom is calling me right now. My dog died. Gotta go.
Yeah. So we've all been there. Awkward date going wrong. How do you get out of those situations? Have you ever had to get yourself out of a situation like that where you're like, this is weird?
There's been situations that I immediately knew, like, I thought, "Oh my gosh, what did I just get myself into?"
Right.
Like,
how am I going to get out of this? Wish there was an app that I could use to, now there is.
There was not even smartphones back when I was dating. there weren't smartphones. There were still flip phones, were still cool. Touch screens were barely cool.
Barely?
Yeah, because they weren't really touch screens. They were like, you touched it and it would vibrate.
Yeah.
And then a billion other things would happen because it wasn't calibrated right.
See, back then I used to have my roommate just call.
Okay.
So it's like, "All right, bro, date starts at 6, so we're rocking dinner, so 6:30, call me, because if things are awful, then that's usually..." So I would actually really have a friend call.
Oh,
my roommate used to call.
You were prepared. I didn't think
Heck
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was prepared because you never knew. You know what I mean? So it was like, "Dude, seriously, you call. And if it's going on, I'll be like, oh, okay, good. Oh, cool. Glad that worked out. All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Oh, sorry. That was my roommate." Okay,
and then
cool.
5 minutes later.
Or it was like, yeah. Or we always had like the abort. Like, yeah. So, oh, okay. Okay. All right. And then like the code word and then hang up. And then again, yeah, he'd call like 5 minutes later. And then it was like, "Wow. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Okay. I'll be right there. I'm so sorry. So sorry. I've got to go.
You're so
There's an emergency. But this has been fun.
Yeah.
This has been so much fun.
There's an emergency. My life sucks right now. I have to leave.
What is the worst excuse you ever use? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. A new app that basically can get you out of a bad date or bad situation that arranges for a call on your phone. So what excuses have you used? This should be interesting. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Got the latest from Atomic Tom for you right now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Come I wasn't on, ready Mitch. For,
things are happening. It's on. Just drive around. You'll find out. Okay, that's probably. Okay, median work central between Eubank and Elizabeth, as well as road construction right lane closed, Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana, as well as more stuff happening. It's not. Double left lane closure, Wyoming at Paseo, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 338-3669 if you'd like to order breakfast. It's 338-3669. I feel like you should be getting this traffic thing. We've been a
okay, but
team.
I know.
How long have we been partners for? Like a month and a half now?
Okay, but here's
since June.
Here's the thing. You catch me off guard.
It's the same time
every day. I'm like in the middle of a conversation.
7:15 and 7:45.
I know.
8:15, 8:45.
I know. I'm in the middle of a conversation and you just press the button. I'm like, no. What do I do? And the page has to reload.
I'm trying to make you aware of your surroundings. I'm like that dude in the Hunger Games that's trying to train you. What's that dude's name?
That dude?
Yeah, that dude who's like...
There's no dude that's trying to train
you. Uh-huh. He was...
Uh-huh.
He lived.
Uh-huh.
He survived and he...
Hey, Mitch.
Whatever. That guy. Hey, Mitch. Static. Hello.
They got annoyed with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Static?
Grandma's got a baking pan, and I'm going to make my egg McMuffins.
Thank you. That's really good. Thank you.
What is going on?
Well, it is my birthday.
And this gives everyone else license to be crazy.
Yeah. No, the crazies come out of the woodwork. So.
July 16th.
Yeah, write it down. Apparently bad things happen on this day.
What is going on?
I was born, and people get all crazy. That's all I know.
They can't handle it.
Honestly, it's been the weirdest day ever. I think on record on the air.
I'm so confused. Like it keeps throwing me off. I don't know if you're catching this.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We need this app.
Yeah.
There's a new app that was developed by, I guess, eHarmony. It's called the Bad Date Rescue App, basically launched by the dating website, to let users arrange for a call to appear on their phone to graciously allow them to bow out of the date if it's not going well. I feel like this could be used in any and all situations.
Yeah, so...
A bad meeting, a bad whatever.
Yeah, so I posted on Facebook, what is the worst excuse you've ever used to get yourself out of a bad situation?
Yeah.
So, Andrew, first to respond, says... On a date, he says, excuse me, I really need to vomit.
Oh.
But thank you for your company.
Wow.
Let me repeat this. Excuse me, I really need to vomit, but thank you for your company.
Wow.
He says he still feels really bad.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I really need to vomit.
That is so gross.
It's kind of like... What would you do if you were sitting across the table like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Okay.
I can't remember any time specifically where I was trying to get out of a date, but I remember trying to get out of like work situations.
Mm-hmm.
So I faked a broken arm and I actually like got wrap. Like I went out and bought wrap, faked my arm being broken.
Yeah.
My poor grandmother died like 4 or 5 times in high school.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. I was the worst. Static.
Hey, Steve-O.
Hey, Sterling.
Hey, I won't hang up like everybody else does, but hey. Happy birthday, and can you play some Civil Wars?
Absolutely, we'll play the Civil Wars for you.
All right, thanks.
All right, Sterling, thanks, man.
Yep.
All right. I like that guy.
Me too. Sounds cool. Wants to hear the Civil Wars.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Definitely don't have a problem playing those guys because they're pretty amazing.
Yes.
So.
Josh on Facebook.
Yeah.
He says, I forgot to write an essay in English 101, told the professor, my mom had an acute heart attack.
Oh, Dune. Awful.
That, I've never thought of lying, like, fiercely lying to people.
Yeah, I was the worst in high school. Because seriously, I think, yeah, my poor grandmother, which is sad, because when she really died, nobody believed me. It was like the boy who cried wolf.
You're like, that wouldn't make sense, because now you have five grandmas.
Yeah.
And that's not possible.
Yeah. But really, that was the first thing. I was a terrible liar, so that was always the first thing. My grandma died. Wait. She's on my uncle's side. The grandma on my...
My parents have a few parents.
Yeah.
And, well, oh my gosh.
My mother was adopted when she was young. This is...
And then they met
not
her...
Not biological.
Then they met her biological parents.
Because then...
And her biological parents got divorced and they got married again.
So I'm fired? Static.
Good morning.
Morning. Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
I thought I'd better call and wish you a happy birthday.
Well, yeah, you better.
Yeah,
you,
I know.
You birthed me. Or as my dear friends say, it's Happy Womb Emancipation Day. So,
that's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
Thank you for birthing me.
Well, you're quite welcome. You turned out pretty darn nice, you know.
Yeah, I did. I did. So, I'm pretty great. Of all your kids, I'm probably your favorite, right? Let's be honest. Nobody else is listening. It's okay. You can finally tell the truth. It's cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, it's cool.
Yeah, nobody
I don't think
else
Scott and Sarah are listening, so it's okay.
Oh, you don't think so, huh?
You can be totally honest now. So, I know I was always your favorite. So
you are my special child.
I always said that she loved me most, and she said, "No, well, I've loved you longest because I'm the oldest."
There you go.
And so
that's
I
right.
would, but I would use that to my advantage. Well, Mom loves me the most because she's had more love for me. She's had love for me longer than she's loved you guys. So there's more love built up in there. Yeah.
I was
an awful brother.
So. Oh, you turned out to be an awesome person, and I love you, honey.
I love you too, Mom. Thanks for birthing me and putting up with me for all these years.
Well, of course.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for never stopping your prayers for me, because I was kind of a not awesome teenager. So
that's quite all right.
And you know, or 20-something.
Yeah, really, but prayer works, doesn't it?
She just outed you, and rightly
she
so.
She is a testament to all mothers that if you never give up and you never stop praying for your child and you give them over to the Lord, that either A, eventually God's going to smack them hard enough that they come to their senses, or B, well, I don't even want to think of the alternative,
yeah,
but I'm thankful that A is the category I landed in.
Yes.
So.
That's right. You did, and I'm very proud of you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Okay.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too, honey.
Thank you for not being a weirdo, because people have been calling and like hanging up and saying weird things. So.
Oh, no. Your mom's not a weirdo.
No, you're not.
No.
So, and thank you so much for not cussing. I was worried there for a second.
Okay.
So.
You're funny. Real funny. You know, you do that to me every time.
I know. And it gets you every time. So.
Good thing I don't cuss. Huh? Yeah.
Let's make that clear.
Yeah. I love you, Mom.
Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Bye. Dorothy. That's my mom.
I like that.
She's the best.
She's sweet.
She birthed me, you know.
She did, 34 years ago today.
Yeah.
I just gave away your age.
Yeah. Her pain was my gain. Literally.
Because really, you gained life.
I did. It was good.
Yeah.
Good times. So.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Man.
It was cold. I cried a lot. So.
Had to go to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah.
Eat some food.
So. It was pretty great.
Pretty painful.
Yep.
But it happened.
So there it is. Just before 8 o'clock now, I promised Sterling we played the Civil Wars. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, though. We got that for you. And more of your birthday wishes to me. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. It's really happening.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning.
Hello.
8:03 now on your Monday. This is the best. Are you guys going to wear Darth Vader masks all day?
Yes.
Okay. Welcoming into the studio, Celeste.
I don't have headphones. You know. I don't know what's happening.
Oh. It's okay.
Well, hi.
Hey.
Thank you for my birthday bacon.
We made you bacon on your birthday, boss.
Bacon! I got a whole pound of bacon. So, seriously, I'm going to be sweating pork. I've already had like 6 pieces of bacon.
Yeah, you really didn't stop eating. Can you hear me? I don't know if
you can hear me. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. So, and everybody's wearing Darth Vader masks.
This is great. Not you.
Yeah, an honor. I can't wear the mask. I got to run the board.
I know. Here,
I can wear it up. I'll wear it up high.
There you go.
Except I have headphones on.
Webcam
I don't know how this is going to work.
That's you okay. Should check so, this junk out. This
taking a phone call. Static.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Steve-O.
Thank you.
I was calling about ways to get out of a date.
Yeah, ways to get out of a date.
So my best friend and I both have this little system. We call it the SOS system.
Okay.
And so what we do before we go on a date is we draft a text message that just says SOS on it, and then we save it in our draft, and if we need, like, an emergency phone call to get out of the date, we just open it and press send, and then we get our emergency phone call so that we can, like, oh, my goodness, my best friend needs help. I need to go help her.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's a good system, though, because then it, you know, takes care of you and makes sure that you can get out of the situation fast.
Right, and then you don't have to worry about, like, sitting there and texting in front of the person. You just already have it ready to go, and you just press it if you need that emergency out.
I like
that. Like an abort button.
That's so organized.
Happy birthday, Steve. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. We're talking about this new app that was created by eHarmony called the Bad Date Rescue app, which was launched by the dating site this last week, which basically sets it up to where at a certain time, your phone will ring and you can use it as an emergency exit if you need to get out of it. And so the question was asked on Facebook, what's the worst excuse you've ever used to get yourself out of a bad situation? Date or not, doesn't matter.
Jacob says, can you hear me? I don't feel like you can hear me.
I can hear you, Darth
okay,
Vader.
I'm sorry. I want to put mine on. But Jacob says, my wife and I would say we had to meet up with somebody from church for a couples thing and we forgot about the appointment. Then we could go watch a movie and get Kiva. It was the... Oh, no. It was usually during family gatherings.
There you go. I like that.
Can I read Juan's on air?
Can you read what?
Yes. He says, he would say, I'm going to get a colonoscopy. That's why I can't see you today. And then an ex-girlfriend as of now says, aw, babe, we'll have a good time with that, okay? And then he would just laugh.
Static. Hello.
I want to congratulate you on your anniversary of your mother birthing.
Thank you.
Small,
thank
screaming,
you.
Blood-covered body.
Thank
oh, my gosh. Creepy Caleb. I hate
Creepy Caleb.
The word birthing this morning.
Why?
Like I'm going to have a kid.
Come on. It's womb emancipation day for me. All right?
Day of birth.
Today was the day that I was emancipated from my mom's body?
Womb. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Creepy Caleb.
Yay. No problem, bro.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Oh, I faked a British accent once. Because I was
faked a British accent.
It was on the phone.
Okay.
And I stopped at my friend's house before I was going. Okay, I was like 9.
Okay.
And I was supposed to go directly home. And my sisters were always like being older sisters and controlling. And they were like, I didn't show up. And I accidentally called my house by like mistake instead of calling my mom at work. And my sister picks up. And she's like, hello. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I've dialed the wrong number. She's like, so that's I know it's you. Get home right now.
Wow.
And then I called my mom and she said it was fine. I could stay at Brittany's. So
sounds like a traumatic experience.
It was.
You've carried it with you your whole life.
I can't use that accent anymore. Right?
Static.
What's your thought?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And that has been the caliber of phone call we've received today.
That's it. We're going to do silent treatment if you don't stop. We will stop playing music. If you don't stop it. Cut it out.
Why would we stop playing music, though? Because that's punishment for me.
Well, no, we can still listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Just put in an audition. They can't hear it. If you keep calling.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the only thing we can do is
thankfully,
just stop.
We're less than an hour away from cover to cover.
Yes.
And already a good suggestion. The brand new House of Heroes, JD suggested
that
one.
Yeah, just released a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Last week.
Last Tuesday. And it got kind of put on the back burner thanks to a little band called POD also releasing their new record.
How dare they? Mm.
So they kind of took all the like spotlight and glory. So,
but it did really well in the iTunes charts.
Yeah,
Wait, what about the new Civil Twilight? Well, the new-ish from March.
The new-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
So good.
I don't know. Get there. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know what you want to hear for Cover to Cover. And speaking of brand new music, we have brand new music from MXPX. Song's called Far Away. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There's a double left lane closure, Wyoming and Paseo, as well as construction work, San Antonio and Wyoming. And road construction right lane closed, Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana, and that you look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. 338-3669, the phone number, that's 338-3669. Give them a call. Order Steve-O.
Yes.
Or Captain Americano.
Or Steven.
Or Pink Junk.
Or Stever.
Yes. We have a slew of things.
Or the lady.
The lady. Mm. Your special Mitch Burrito.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why we call it the lady.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
The lady, because, you know, it's mine.
Because it's yours.
And I'm a girl.
There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, where you can go to join us in the conversation. Got a few things going on right now. Cover to Cover, kicking off at 9 a.m. We're going to do an album in its entirety, Cover to Cover. We do it every single Monday. Let us know what you want to hear. And we've been talking about this app created by the dudes at eHarmony, I guess. Called the Bad Date Rescue App. Basically, it lets users arrange for a call to appear on the iPhone to graciously allow them to bow out if the date isn't going so well. And obviously, there's all sorts of reasons why people would want to maybe possibly get out of a situation or bad date or whatever. So they created this app. So we got to asking the question, what's the crazy excuse you've ever used to get out of a situation? Maybe whether it's a date or just something not going well.
Not a good situation.
Yeah, 505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yeah, we can move on.
Yeah, you broke your arm a few times.
I did. It was pretty bad. That was the worst. That was when I worked at Dion's. And I really wanted to go to a concert, and they scheduled me to work anyways, even though I had specifically asked for that night off. But they said, oh, it's just a request. It doesn't mean you actually get the night off. So I was like, okay. So I was like, I called in. I broke my arm. It's crazy. And they're like, we know that this was the night that you were wanting to go to that concert, so I really hope this is real. And if not, you know.
You're like, I broke my arm.
Basically, I was going to lose my job. So I was like, ugh. So I went to a store. Yeah. The Greens of Wall. And I got like gauze and all this like wrap and all kinds of stuff. And seriously put together a pretty impressive fake cast for my arm.
Oh my gosh.
And then I felt really bad because I got to work and they're like, oh my gosh. And they felt so bad for me. And so I didn't have to do like, you know, all the crazy gnarly work.
Yeah, and they sent you home early.
Yeah. Except what's dumb is when you break an arm, I don't know how long it takes to heal.
Oh,
so
long
apparently
time.
It takes longer than like, say, 2 days. Yeah. So you totally can't come does. Into work with a cast in your arm and then 2 days later be like, surprise, it's a miracle. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, you get fired when that happens. Static!
Memories are don't waste time.
Thanks, man. That's awesome.
What happened?
He was wishing me happy birthday in German.
Aww.
Yeah, that's what just happened.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it wasn't absolutely the fact that he's obnoxious in 12 and...
Is this Matthew from Albuquerque?
I don't... No, because he's 13 and not obnoxious.
Oh, he's 13.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So... I was reading a story.
Okay.
I'm going to move on. I'm going to head in a different direction.
I'm down with this.
Where money was not an option for these people when they threw a wedding.
Okay.
Set a record.
Ooh.
$158,000.
Wow. Oh. That's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome. And it's also for a dog.
What?
Yeah. New world
wait,
record.
Wait. Say that again. How much did they spend?
$158,000. On a dog wedding. New record was set and plenty of cash was raised for the Humane Society of New York at the canine wedding. No, the $150,000 was spent on the dog wedding. Then they raised money after that.
You are kidding me.
Yeah. There's no okay about this.
I thought maybe that all the money went towards like the Humane Society, and then that would be a cool something, maybe.
No. No.
Wow.
The old record was set by $16,000 cat wedding in Thailand in 96.
Ah.
So,
of course.
Of course, yeah. Cats. Psh. So, yeah, these, the bride was a coton de tulure.
Dog.
Dog. Named Baby Hope Diamond, and the groom was a formerly stray poodle called Chili Pasternak.
Oh, it's good to see that strays can find true love as well.
Yeah, believe.
Doesn't matter. All breeds, all sizes, it doesn't matter, like, your lot in life. You have a stray, and then you have a purebred something or another.
Yeah, I've seen this movie. It's called Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, wow.
Get it?
Yeah.
Because it was a...
Yeah, and that, those people probably spent more on the wedding than Disney did to...
Make that movie.
Make that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, use $158,000 in luxury goods and services was the most expensive pet wedding ever. So, I'm sorry. If these quote says, if these two dogs could talk, they would look around this room and what everyone has done for them, and yeah, and they would say, this is insane. Seriously, we're dogs.
Yeah, that is what they would say.
You people are cuckoo. That's quoted as
nice
from someone.
I like that.
So they were pronounced husband and wife, and it says don't expect any puppies because they're both spayed and neutered.
Wow.
So, the end.
Wow.
That's the end of the story.
$158,000. On a dog wedding.
Yeah.
But nobody can buy me a DeLorean for my birthday.
Exactly. Some 250 people and 50 pooches showed up.
Wow.
Many in canine couture designed by Anthony Ruffio. He attended the ceremony. It was officiated by the Triumph the Insult comic dog.
No way. Who's Triumph that? The dog?
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien. That's Conan O'Brien. It's a dog from his show.
So a lot of the money was spent for that.
Probably.
So that
I'm willing to bet.
Officiated by him.
That's. I wonder if that's going to be on.
Oh, that
Conan
that was
O'Brien.
That was a quote from Triumph.
Oh, okay.
The two dogs could talk.
Yeah.
We're dogs.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
The dog. Yeah.
So yeah.
He's a hand puppet like character on Conan O'Brien.
That's so cute.
No.
$158,000.
That's ridiculous.
Why would... I didn't even spend that much on my wedding.
Oh, man.
I didn't even spend like 1/10 of that on
That's
my wedding.
That's more than the cost of my home.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
That's way more than the cost of my home.
Yeah, I could have paid off the house. Let's see.
Doesn't that frustrate you?
And probably the cars. Yeah.
So...
Could have sent our kids to college, both of them. All three of them. Are you kidding me?
I know.
A dog wedding?
A dog wedding.
People spend so much money on stupid things. Speaking of, today's my birthday. If you'd like to spend money on stupid things, I would love a DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Yes.
The actual one.
Well.
I don't want to actually go back in time, though.
Okay.
I just want a DeLorean.
Then it's worthless.
Yeah, that's true.
So, sucks for you.
Are you kidding me? It's a DeLorean.
Fine. See if you can get one. Just try it.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Now, welcome to Static Radio.
I'm excited to be here this morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Monday morning.
It is Monday.
8:35.
It's a happy Monday, though.
Yes, it is.
You know.
I got a lot of bacon.
I did, too. I'm stuffed. I got birthday bacon. Because today is my birthday. So you guys made me a pound of bacon.
Whole pound of bacon.
I don't feel well. I seriously feel like I need to go take a nap.
You need to drink some water. That's what you actually need to
I've had a bunch of coffee and a pound of bacon. My heart is going to explode.
That's good.
I feel like you guys are trying to off me. Are you trying to kill me?
That's...
not necessarily the plan.
It's not something I'd admit to.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So, good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. I didn't even have my tester come test the coffee or the bacon before I
ate
it.
You have a tester?
I do.
Ooh.
Who tests everything, and if they don't die, then, you know.
Well, I ate a piece of the bacon, too.
That's true. That's true.
So, and I'm feeling great.
Oh.
I think you just ate too much.
I did.
You ate, like, 6 pieces in about 4 minutes, though.
I did. So, it was quite delicious.
That was your fault.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. So, cover to cover coming up at 9 o'clock, and we've had some great suggestions. I think JD's, though, wins for me.
I think so, too.
Brand new House of Heroes record. Cold, hard, light, cold, light, cold, hard, cash. Cold light cash. Cold. Hard light cash. Hard. Cold. I don't remember what it's called. Cold hard want.
Cold hard cash. Cold hard. Cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cold hard want.
So, nothing though. Oh, let's see. It's like phone roulette this morning.
Yeah.
Come on. What are we going to get? Static.
You guys aren't being very nice on the radio this morning. Let me suggest praying. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Thank you, Salad Fingers.
Give us this day. Come on. Keep going. Oh, they hung up.
Salad Fingers on the phone.
For the record, that was the worst. What was that? Like,
that wasn't an English accent.
It was kind of trying to be, though.
They didn't finish the Lord's Prayer.
They didn't. That was the worst fake chick accent. It felt like that was a dude.
That probably was a dude.
Yeah.
With a really bad accent.
So I want to talk about something.
Okay.
A Nashville dude goes to the gas station, fills up his tank, leaves, and decides, ooh, got to go get some grub. So he goes to get some food, and when he went to buy lunch, his debit card wouldn't work. And when he checked his balance, he discovered that he was $84,000 overdrawn.
Oh, that's good.
$84,000!
He donated.
Yeah, yeah. So so he's thinking, that can't be right. So he goes to check, and when he went to pay for the gas, his receipt says that he paid $30 for the tank of gas, but his bank statement says $84,522.54.
Price is wrong.
That is, huh? You like that?
Yeah.
He said he had no idea he'd been so overcharged until he went to go buy his lunch, and obviously he freaked out. Not only was he charged $84,000 for gas, but Citibank, his bank,
yes,
said it sent the money to MAPCO, even though he didn't have that kind of money in his account.
Why would they do that?
Because they're stupid. And so MAPCO, the gas station, insists they never got the money, while Citibank insists they paid out the money. So now Citibank has actually locked the dude out of his own bank account, telling him he won't be able to get his money until he gets the $84,000 back from the gas station and repays Citibank, because Citibank paid that out, even though he didn't have that kind of money.
Oh, this is hurting my head.
Right? Is this making any sense to you?
It's so obviously a dumb situation.
Right.
That why? Why?
I have no idea.
So does this tell us that we shouldn't use our cards at the gas station?
Here's what I will say. Actually, it does.
Okay.
Because I made the mistake of using a debit card, you know, like at the gas station, at the pump, you can do that. And our savings account, I can't remember which one, checking or savings account, completely wiped out.
Because
nowadays they have these little different scams where they can stick a little electronic-y thingy in, somehow got the debit number.
Got all your information.
Got all our information, wiped out our checking account. Thank the Lord we bank with who we bank with. And they not only got it back, but there was it covered, so we got all of our money back. But it was terrifying for that, like, 48 hours when it wasn't taken care of.
Yeah.
And I was wondering where all of our money went to and how we were going to pay bills.
You're broke. Like, it's not like, it's not like, oh, it's just an accident. It'll be recovered. You have no idea.
Yeah,
so this
yeah.
dude, $84,000 in debt, like, not even one paycheck would cover that off.
Right.
Like,
so
it wouldn't work.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I guess MAPCO gave Crockett a $100 gift card to get through the weekend.
Oh, good.
But several days later, he's still locked out of his account. In addition, he told, or MAPCO told Crockett on Monday, there was nothing else they could do for him. So Channel 5 News got involved in Nashville, made some calls. They sent out a brief statement. They were aware of the problem, working on it to get it corrected. But he can't get to his last paycheck that was deposited, nothing, because he used his debit card, and they charged him $84,000 for gas.
That is out of control.
Right.
It stresses me out.
Lesson here, don't ever use your debit card for anything ever.
So it always has to be credit.
Yep.
Like, use credit.
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool.
Static.
Hey, it's Adelia.
Hey, Adelia, how are you?
I'm really good.
You have a real accent.
Yes, you do. You have a
and
real
you're
accent.
Really a girl.
We love you. You're a real person in Santa Fe. Yay.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
I just wanted to say happy birthday. You guys are really a blessing to me in the morning. You always wake me up. So happy birthday, Steven.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, and you're welcome.
Can we play a song?
House of Gold by 21 Pilots.
21 Pilots. We will totally get that on for you.
Cool.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
All right, bye. She's sweet.
Yes, Adelia.
Every time she calls in, I just want to go watch Harry Potter. She just sounds like a character from Hogwarts. But she's a real person.
She's a real person.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know magic.
No, she doesn't. So.
Or own an owl.
No.
Or a broomstick.
That'd be cool, though. My wife actually wanted to get an owl.
I did, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Not because of Harry Potter. She's just wanted an owl. So then it solidified when we watched Harry Potter, and she's like, see? People have owls. I'm like, man, those are fake people. Those are like fake wizard people.
They're real people.
They're not real people.
It's just you can't hold them on your arm like Harry did.
Yeah.
He had like a crazy contraption on his arm so he didn't get clawed to death by
really?
An owl. Yeah.
I never knew that.
It's like a glove. It's like, you know.
The things you learn.
See?
Yeah.
I watched Harry Potter way too many times.
So lessons of the day. When it's your birthday, never answer the phone.
Yes.
Because people are crazy.
Yes.
Lesson number two, if you go use gas at a gas station, don't ever, ever, ever use your debit card because then they'll get your PIN somehow and wipe out your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Lesson number three, wear a glove when you own an owl.
Yes.
Lesson number four.
Lesson number four, don't go running in the park by yourself because you might get attacked by a pack of raccoons.
What?
Yeah.
When did that lesson happen?
Just now.
Oh, sweet.
When I was reading a story. And actually, I think Dan totally talked about it on Friday.
Okay.
But I
like this.
It's
cool. All right. It's a good lesson to learn.
Yeah. Don't go running in the park alone. Because raccoons, they may look cute and cuddly, but they're not. If you ever got close to one, they have teeth. Like these teeth that,
right.
that pierce.
Right.
You know? And so this woman running. That was her running.
Okay. Sounds like a train. Like a train. Okay.
Has a dog.
Ooh.
Oh, woof, woof. That's a dog.
Okay.
So
all
they're
right.
running together.
Okay.
The dog sees a raccoon
Uh-oh.
And goes and chases the raccoon
of
off.
Of course he does.
Like, get away from mine. Get away. She's mine.
Right.
And so he runs back and she goes over to pick up the leash that dropped whenever he was running after the raccoons as a pack of raccoons come out of nowhere and start running after her and attacking her.
What?
And so they're swiping and biting.
Swipe or no swiping?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And so she was running,
uh-huh.
and she ran for a while.
Okay.
Dog's running after, barking, get away, get away.
Yeah.
And she trips falls.
It's like a horror movie.
Yeah, she had...
That happens in real life. I didn't realize.
Yeah, it was bad. She walked away with over 100 gashes from raccoons, a pack of raccoons, and many, like 15 bites. And she had to be taken to the hospital. But that was just before the dog could get to there. And obviously the dog's running after. So
right.
that all happened really fast. So she said that...
There's like no happiness to the story.
I know. Well, she lived.
That's good.
And she isn't afraid to go back into the woods because she was running on a trail, right?
Ah. Mm-hmm.
So just careful with that. She said she'll just be better prepared next time. She'll bring mace with her.
For raccoons?
Yeah. Better bring, a suit, like of armor as well.
Yes. Dude.
So that's the other thing we learned today.
And yet, even though I say I learned my lesson about answering the phone. Oh. Oh, then.
Did you learn?
Static. Right.
I think they're cursing at us.
That's
difficult.
Are you a Muppet?
Hello?
Right. I think it's the Swedish chef from Muppets. I can't understand a word he's saying. Or
Swedish,
she.
I think.
Or they. You know it's bad when it's ambiguous and you don't know if they're male or female.
Yeah.
That's so.
I think that's a female.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But they're still
tell.
On the line.
Sounded like a Muppet to me.
Yeah.
All right.
This is Sesame Street.
Yeah.
So it's... They're the same but different.
Well, no, Sesame Street's got Muppets.
Yeah, but it's the same but different.
Well, they're puppets. It's like the cousins, so I guess it wouldn't be called Muppets.
Right.
They're still Muppets.
They're different.
Right.
Because Muppets is a different show.
No, but they're all Muppets.
But they're different.
They're fake people with arms up them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay,
makes good. Sense.
So we're going to take a break. Yeah. Coming up, we got Cover to Cover. I'm pretty sure House of Heroes' new record wins it so far. So we're going to get that on coming up at the top of the hour. And right back, the requested 21 Pilots. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
It's really terrific when you hear it.
Well, I think I'm running away.
Yes.
I think I'm done, and I can no longer take it.
I think I never want your birthday to happen again.
Are you saying you hope I die within the next year? Is that what you just said? Because I'm pretty sure that's what you just said.
I don't want you to die. I just don't want you to ever have a birthday again.
People come out of the woodwork on my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Kind of crazy this morning.
I just wanted to thank a few people. I want to thank Mike.
I want to thank Dolores.
Dolores.
Who called and then emailed for Joey. He hasn't worked here in how long?
Over 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a little while. Been a little while, but you know, we still love him. He is my best friend for a reason.
I mean, she had a great topic.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, we're out of time and we can't get to it.
Exactly.
Because we've got Cover to Cover coming up.
And it's going
to
be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
House of Heroes.
Darth Vader in the next room. Getting ready for a, yes. I love this. Being that it's my birthday, everybody's wearing Darth Vader masks.
Yes.
So, should we allow this final call of the day?
I'm going to be mad if it's not Dolores.
It better be good. And if it's great, maybe we'll give them free stuff for being great.
Okay.
If it's awful.
For your birthday?
I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Static.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hola.
How are you?
Can't complain.
All right. I just wanted to say happy birthday to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
To you.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I know, right? Happy M birthday to you.
Yes. There it is.
But I just wanted to say that. And awesome on the raccoon story. I didn't know the backstory, but I saw the comments on Friday, and I was like, wait, what happened?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.
You know what happened? I was like, this is crazy. I got to hear the story, so I'm glad you told it.
Oh, yeah. But, no problem.
Yeah. Oh, hang out on the line.
Don't go anywhere.
Okay. I'm going to hook you up with free stuff for being our last caller of the day
Awesome.
Not sucking at your call. Seriously. Good job of being a pseudo-normal human.
After you just said, I was like, oh, now I have to call.
Yeah, now you have to call. You have to be normal. There you go. Hang on the line, man.
All right, sounds good.
All right, there you go. I'm seriously going to hook him up with something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, he deserves it.
It is Monday, which means Cover to Cover. It's coming your way next. And House of Heroes, we'll talk about that right after this. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
All right.
That dude talks fast.
It is 9 o'clock, which means Cover to Cover.
Yeah.
This morning, hitting you with the brand new record from House of Heroes. Cold Hard Want is the name of the CD. And this one coming from JD. And we do this every single Monday.
Yep.
And that's it for us.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I'm sure we'll say bye at the end of the record.
We might say bye at the end of the record if people aren't trying to call us.
Yeah.
So
there it is. So right now, bringing you the brand newest of newest. It came out this last Tuesday. House of Heroes' new album, Cold Hard Want. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. House of Heroes, Cold Hard Want is the CD. Cover to Cover right here on Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch saying adios.
Hello, goodbye.
Yeah. We're saying peace out.
Yes.
K. I'm learning sign language. I was learning sign language.
You going to retain all of it? Yes.
Yes. How do you say yes?
I don't
know. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I'm sure there's an actual way.
Right on.
But
I'm learning things. So there it is. We are out. It's Monday.
Yes.
And, we'll be back manana. New Music Tuesday. And, of course, Billiam in.
Yes.
With all the new jams. Good, bad, and ugly. So,
It's going to be interesting tomorrow.
If you're an artist and you'd like to get your music played on Static Radio, get to our website, mystaticradio.com. There's a locals rule section. You can submit your stuff, and you never know. We just may play it.
We will listen to it.
Yes, we will. And usually we'll play it anyways, even if it's bad.
Yes.
So have thick skin.
Yeah. Unless you're actually good, then I guess you don't need thick skin. Yeah.
I don't know, man. There's been some good artists who's come through, and our listeners are just kind of brutal. So
yeah, So maybe get ready, because you're right. They are brutal.
Yeah. I've had 17 pieces of bacon and about 6 donuts for my birthday, so I'm going to go take a nap.
And you're probably not going to wake up. That's what I'm worried about.
Food coma until tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Oh, that
thankfully, it's Monday, so it's my early day.
Yeah.
So, right on.
Cool.
All right, we're out.
Yes, we are.
We'll see you guys again mañana. Got some Civil Twilight on the way back, some Cage the Elephant, as well as Carol Hood. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
You're going to say your goodbye?
Peace.
That's how you do. How do you say peace in sign language? I like that. All right. And on that note,
peace.
That's good. There you go. Static Radio. Connect to